listening to the Travelogue Podcast on travelogue.media.
Bem-vindo. Bienvenida.
Bienvenue.
This week on Travelogue Media.
We live at a point in time where, now more than ever, the education about how our pollution, particularly our plastic pollution, is affecting our oceans is more important than ever. And so we decided it would have been a great time for us to really bring that kind of exposure and education to the territory.
We'll hear from Howard Forbes Jr., the St. Thomas Coordinator for the Virgin Islands Marine Advisory Service, and Jarvon Stout, Research Assistant and member of the organization Big Blue and You. They'll be talking about Art by the Sea and their participation in this year's Agriculture and Food Fair, taking place this Saturday, November 19th, at the Reichold Center grounds. Stay tuned. This episode of the Travelogue Podcast is brought to you by the Miller Manor Hotel and Guest House. Spend your next island vacation in a historic building with modern amenities. The Miller Manor is conveniently located near downtown shopping and dining, as well as ferry and seaplane terminals. Clean, comfortable rooms, a fantastic harbor view, and friendly staff await you. For more information, call 340-344-0068 and visit millermanor.com/travelogue for a 10% discount off your next stay. The 33rd Annual St. Thomas St. John Agriculture and Food Fair will be held November 19th and 20th on the grounds of the Reichold Center for the Arts. This year's theme is Self-Reliance, Self-Esteem for a Better Farming Community in 2016. Get your fruits and vegetables, nursery plants, fruit trees, vegetable seedlings, local arts and crafts, prepared food, and more. Official fair hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days, with the opening ceremony Saturday at 2 p.m. Admission is $3 or $2 for children 11 and under. Parking is $2. The event is sponsored by the St. Thomas St. John Agriculture and Food Fair Committee, UVI Cooperative Extension Service, the VI Department of Agriculture, the VI Council on the Arts, the National Endowment for the Arts, and FinTrack. For more information, call 774-5182 or 683-1080. Welcome to another edition of the Travelogue Media Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Clarl, podcasting from a secret bunker until humanity has been restored. Until then, you can reach me on social media. I'm Travelogue Media on Facebook and Twitter, Jay Clarl on Instagram, and Travelogue Podcast on SoundCloud. And of course, you can send an email to podcast@travelogue.media. When I started this podcast back in January, I didn't have a mission statement quite yet, but I did have an inspirational quote. It's by Mark Twain. I feel like it would be a good time to share that. Maybe you already know it. I'll just read the first part. Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it sorely on these accounts. I wonder what Mark Twain would have thought if someone had told him that the bigotry he wrote about would still be alive and well in the United States more than 100 years after his death. By the end of the week following the U.S. election, I was feeling quite drained physically, emotionally, spiritually, and I thought it would do some good to go for a walk along the beach. As it turned out, it was a serendipitous choice. Making their way across the sand toward the lapping waves were dozens of newly hatched sea turtles. I had to admire their raw determination. They knew exactly where they were going, what they needed to do. One simple goal: get into that water. I thought, if only we could enjoy such clarity of purpose in our own lives. I don't know if you had a chance to look at the videos I sent, but I had a significant moment when I was at the beach, and I just happened upon, you know, dozens of newly hatched sea turtles that were just making their way into the water, just trucking along, and it was an inspirational moment. Can you speak to what they can expect in the months and years ahead?
So recently our legislature just proposed a bill to ban plastic bags.
This is Howard Forbes Jr., the St. Thomas coordinator for the Virgin Islands Marine Advisory Service.
So the distribution of any plastic bags at grocery checkout lines, that should take into effect in January of 2017. So what we're hoping is we'll see fewer plastic bags in our oceans, and primarily the leatherback sea turtles, which consume jellyfish. They can sometimes mistake the jellyfish for plastic bags and consume those by accident. And so we're hoping that these newly hatched sea turtles do not encounter excess plastics in our ocean, as we are doing our part to facilitate the international coastal cleanup, where we clean up many beaches within the territory, not just St. Thomas, but St. Croix and St. John as well. And so we're trying to remove a lot of that excess debris that the sea turtles could technically become entangled with, or it trips them up and makes them more susceptible to being consumed by birds and larger predatory animals. So I'm hoping they have safe travels between now and when they do make it out farther out into the open ocean.
Yeah, me too. My name is Javon Stout. I serve as the research assistant for the Virgin Islands Marine Advisory Service, and I am also a part of the organization that started Art by the Sea, the Big Blue and You. To my knowledge, there are 7 species of sea turtles worldwide, and they are all on the endangered species list. Hawksbills are by far the most threatened, and I think the reason for that is if you've ever seen their carapaces or their shells, they have very distinct patterns on them, and many people do take those for jewelry and stuff like that. In terms of the kinds of turtles that you saw, I'm thinking they're most likely either hawksbills or greens or leatherbacks, because those are the 3 species of sea turtles that we generally get in the Virgin Islands. About, I think, 1 or 2 years ago, we got a visit from Danny Washington, and she is a very well-known science communicator, and she's in love with the ocean. The ocean is her thing. And she came down, she gave a few talks to some of our Science 100 students, and I was in one of those talks, and I was very inspired by her. So I talked to her a little bit afterward, and she told me, well, you know, we have this organization called The Big Blue and You, and it would be awesome if you could be a representative for the Caribbean. And so, of course, I said yes. And about a year after that, so this would be last fall, we decided to bring Art by the Sea to the VI for the very first time. Because we live at a point in time where, now more than ever, the education about how our pollution, particularly our plastic pollution, is affecting our oceans is more important than ever. And so we decided it would have been a great time for us to really bring that kind of exposure and education to the territory. And it was a hit. It was a huge success. You know, we, like Howard said, it was all about informing the public, you know, teaching them, educating them about ways they can do their part to be more environmentally friendly, how they can adopt more sustainable styles of living. So by recycling, repurposing certain items. And so Art by the Sea is a great way to do that, because, you know, there are many ways we can use these items that we'd otherwise just throw away to better, you know, suit ourselves later on. Howard has a green thumb, and he has found ways to turn big 2-liter plastic bottles into planters. And so we show things like that. We show people how to make mulch out of certain items, like you cut up certain cardboard boxes, put that together, wet it. It's great for gardening. And also the art side of it. I'm also an artist, so it was very important to me that this event that meshes 2 passions of my life, you know, to bring it here and show everybody. And so large-scale sculptures, we're doing a jellyfish this year. Last year, there was a really big sea turtle that we did with the help of some very well-known local artists. And it's just about, you know, showing people that you can have fun with it. You tell people, oh, recycle and reuse things. They get that image, oh, I'm just going to take trash and it's going to be dirty trash, and I'm just going to use it in my everyday life. It's not just that. There's so many different things to it that you can incorporate, and we just want people to, you know, realize you can do this. Every one of us should do this because it affects all of us, and it's a lot easier and more fun than you think.
Be sure to look for Art by the Sea at this year's St. Thomas St. John Agriculture and Food Fair this Saturday, November 19th at the Reichhold Center grounds. For more information, call 340-693-1080 or 340-774-5182. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Travelog Media Podcast. Be sure to check Tuesdays for new episodes. Music this week was Atlantis by Audionautics. Hasta la victoria siempre. Walk tall, live free. Thanks for listening to the Travelog Podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, Android, Google Play, or your favorite podcast application. You can support this podcast by completing the audience survey, rating on iTunes, and by making a donation. Visit paypal.me/JSKmedia. Your comments, likes, and shares on social media are always appreciated. Send email to podcast@travelog.media.